Hagiga Yerushalmi, corresponding to Hagiga Bavli, Daf Ches, the beginning of Yerushalmi, on the Hey Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah, Halacha Dalet. Before Yerushalmi, the Chavosim, the Nedorim, the Nedorvis, the Mas, the Behema, the Hakrihanim, the Chatas, the Oshem, the Chazer, the Shoik, the Bechol, the Leib Oifis, the Leib Menachis. The Israelim can fulfill their Mitzvah Simcha with Nedorim and Nedorvis, and Mas, the Behema, Kohanim, can fulfill it also with chatas and osham, chazir sheik, and b'chor, but not with birds or menachis. The Gemara says, "Zira ula bar Yishmol b'shem v'loza shalmi chagiga sheshechta me'er v'regel ina yotz behem yidei chivosai v'regel." Zira, quoting ula bar Yishmol, quoting v'loza, said if one offered shalmi chagiga on erev v'regel, means erev of the first day of Yom Tov, he was not yotzeh through them his obligation on the regel, given for simcha. He said, "Rabbi Abba, b'ha tani chagigas yodalad yotzin ba mishem simcha, v'en yotzin ba mishem shlomim." Rabbi Abba asked him, Rabbi said that chagiga of the 14th, the shlomim brought with the Pesach in order to be satiated with kodshim before eating the korban Pesach, one is yotzeh simcha through it, but he is not yotzeh shlomim, means the chagiga, through it. They answered that that's when he was makdashit of Chagiga on the 14th, but slaughtered it during the regal. Rabbi Abba objected that if he slaughtered it during the regal, it's not Chagiga of the 14th. It's done neder on the dover. Maikadon, what's the conclusion? Shama Tana Ulaba Yishmol, Bashem Vilaza, Kad Salkis Vahacha, Shama Tana Rechi, Bashem Vilaza. Rabbi Zeira answered that when I was there in Bavel, I heard what Ula Bar Yishmol said earlier in the name of Elazar. When I came here to Eretz Yisrael, I heard Rechia teach Rabbi Zeira in the name of Elazar. Rabbi Zeira says, quoting from the Pasuk in Dvarim, Tev Zayin, Tev Rog, and you shall be Ach Sameach, includes the night of Yom Tov Achrein for Simcha. Or Yochal Af Leile Yom Tov Rishon, or perhaps ask the Baisa, it should include even the, it includes even the night of Yom Tov Rishon. And Lema Ach, the answer is no, the word Ach excludes, it doesn't include both. Aichalaf, or perhaps it's the opposite. Do we include the night of Yom Tov Rishon and exclude the night of Yom Tov Achrein? Here is Jemir Belazer, Besamachta Bechagecha, Meshat Meschayev Bechagiga at Meschayev Besimcha. Here, quoting Belazer answered that the Pasuk the phrase "V'samachta v'chagecha," from you shall rejoice on your chag, from when you are obligated in chagiga, you are obligated in simcha, or slaughtered erev regel would not help. It's even v'hataninan ha'hel v'asimcha shmoina. The Gemara asks from the Mishnah in Sukkot, it says halal and simcha apply every day of Sukkot, meaning 8 days. Ha'gaalsma chashachal yom tov rishon liyos b'shabbos shirchtem erev regel in ad yachol. Think about it, if Yom Tov Rishon was on Shabbos, how can one fulfill Simcha then? You cannot slaughter it Erev HaRegel, because Rabbi Zeira quoting Ulava Yishmol, quoting Ulava, said that if one slaughtered Shalmei Chagiga on Erev HaRegel, he wasn't Yotzeh, who then his obligation on the Regel. Shechtem HaRegel in Ad Yachol, Shechva Lamadnu, Shein Chagiga Derech HaShabbos. You cannot slaughter it during the regal, because you already learned that Chagiga does not override Shabbos. When did they say that Halal and Simcha are 8? Don't say that it was when Yom Tov is not on Shabbos. If so, it should have taught Simcha is 7 or 8, just like Yerusha taught about Lulav and Arava, that's 6 or 7. Rav Yosi, Kaima, Rav Avudama, Nechusa, Atehanem, Abasir. Rav Yosi answered that Rav Avudama, Nechusa answered that Hanem could fulfill Simcha 8 days. On the first day, it's through the goat, means the chata sibba of Yom Tov, eat it raw, because I may not cook it on Shabbos. And the loy, by his voice of the Menachos, the Mishnah says, the hanim are not yotze through birds or Menachos, tichsiv, zevach, because the Pasuk says the word zevach, which is something that is slaughtered.
We come now to halacha A. Misha ishle oichlim merubim renachosim merutim, mevi shlomim merubim vo'oilais muratais, Oichlim ma'utim or nechasim rubim, maybe oilais murubais, or shlomim muratim. One has many yitiv, means people in his household, and little property, he brings many shlomim and few oilais. One has few yitiv and much property, he brings many oilais. and two shlomim. Ve'veze mu'otim al ver nema ma kesev u'shei kesev. Both of these means both each is in the property of two. About this it was said, ma kesev and two kesev means he brings just one chagiga and one oile su'ia for the minimum amount. Ve'veze mu'obim al ver nema ishkumat nas yaldei kibir kasashim alakech ashe nosanach. Both of these are many, then about this it was said in the Pasuk, person according to the how much your hand can give, like the blessing of Hashem, your God, who gave to you. And he brings according to how much he was blessed. And the Gemara says, Oni v'yodei v'chava, k'yurani alav, ishkman as yodei, osher v'yodei m'uta, k'yurani alav, k'yur kas Hashem alekech, asher nasanach. The Gemara says, if only a poor man normally spends much, applied to him the pasuk ish kemat nas yadai means he may not be cheap on shlomim. If a osher, rich man is normally frugal, then I applied to him the pasuk of kavir kas Hashem alekecha, according to the blessing of Hashem your God, asher nasanach that he gave to you, means he has to bring according to his wealth. Only v'yadim uta azenema ein pachis mishtei kesev. If a poor man is frugal, then about this it was said not to spend less than two kesev and mar kesev. Ish prat lekatan. The word ish comes to exclude a minor. It means even though a boy who can ascend with his father is obligated in the oyes v'ir, as we said earlier, he's exempt from chagiga. Or alternatively, it can mean that he's totally exempt if father's commanded on his behalf. Yom boy. Omar Hawe Olai Hagiga Bhamishloim Behavi Bishtaim Yorsa Oi Kvar Nigva. Vimy asked if one said it is upon me to bring a Hagiga for five Siloim, did he fulfill his obligation of Hagiga when he brings two? Or the value of two, or was it already said that he has to bring a Hagiga for five Siloim? Basically answered, why should he not be Yotze? If someone was obligated a korban ashram and he said, it's upon me to bring an ashram for five shloim, perhaps if he offered for two, he was not Yotze the korban and is not said, means he has to fill his vow through another three or moisa ashram, meaning as an adaba. Father, surely he was Yotze, and it is said, and here also he is Yotze, his Chagiga, and it is said that he has to bring Shlomim for another three Shlomim to fulfill his vow.